Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Certainly, it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Rob Gronkowski down at Gillette today to sign a one-day contract so he can retire as a member of the New England Patriots. Sadly, he is not going to play on Thursday. That was a great idea by Ninkovich this morning. Hey, it's a one-day contract. How about a one-game contract? You can suit up, probably score a touchdown against the Jets tomorrow. Gronk, Robert Kraft introduced him, then Gronk spoke, and here is some of that.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Kraft, for the kind and wonderful words. And this means a lot to me, big time, because I'm a New England Patriot. I'm a Patriot for life. My career started here at 100%, needed to end here. There's no doubt about that. I mean, the whole Gronk persona, everything about myself, was all because of you guys, was all because of the fans here in New England, was all because of my teammates accepting me and everyone else here, you know, just accepting who I was from the very beginning and embracing it and letting me just play the game of football out on the football field. And everything established about my football career began here, here in New England as a Patriot. So it was an absolute no-brainer to come here and retire as a Patriot.
Okay.
I don't get this stuff.
After he went to Tampa.
You played in Tampa. Your last game was for the Tampa Bay Bucs. You won a Super Bowl with the Bucs. You had a Super Bowl celebration in Tampa Bay with the Bucs. It's okay.
Right.
You will be remembered as a Patriot forever. Tom Brady will be remembered as a Patriot, but you didn't start and finish your career here.
No.
I don't get it. Every sport does this. I think it's wild. Like, I don't know who was the first to do it. Actually, maybe we looked this up one time because I was a flabbergasted.
You found out who the first player
was? I think we looked it up. Now, it might have been like the internet, so it might have been a lie. But I'm like, who started this trend? It's insane. You didn't only play for one team, which is fine. Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Tom Brady all played for multiple teams. It's okay. But they're all synonymous with pretty much one team. Maybe Gretzky, maybe more than
AI
one.
AI Overview says it was Aaron Glenn who signed with the Houston Texans July 28th, 2010.
No,
2010,
couldn't have
it's
been.
Gotta be longer than that. We've got to go.
Aaron Glenn, though. How about that?
Take it up with AI Overview.
Full circle. Can somebody ask Aaron Glenn, if there's any Patriots media members, can they ask Aaron Glenn at the
press conference
tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, tomorrow. After the game.
You're saying postgame.
Postgame. Okay, you just got smashed by the Pats.
You just lost by 28.
Did you retire as a member of the, was it the Jets or the
Since
Texans?
Rich
Jets?
Has all the answers.
Texans.
A member of the Texans, he then signed a one-day contract with the Jets. All-time great Jet.
One-day contract is wild. But anyway, congratulations to Gronk. Did have an unbelievable career. Deserves to have his number retired.
Sure.
Deserves to have...
Red jacket.
Maybe even like...
Gold jacket.
What's the next thing below a statue? Because like that's how good he was.
Plaque.
Plaque.
Give him a plaque.
A bust?
No, you said number retired.
Number retired.
Yeah, I think that's the
Yeah, so he'll be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. There'll be a big ceremony. You can do a separate ceremony for the number. Like, he deserves that treatment.
Yeah.
I personally don't understand the one-day contract.
Well, and again,
and I never will.
Just him saying it always, and I know he lost a close friend, Susan Hurley, so I think that's part of the reason the timing of this came out the way it did, but for him to just say, well, I always wanted to end my career, you did it.
Yeah, you could have.
Well, he tried when they almost traded him to the Lions.
He was going to retire.
He's going to retire.
Yeah. That would have been
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. But like, he was more than happy to leave. So that is just yeah. that is a little yeah. strange to hear him phrase it that way. Yeah,
but that's me.
Hundreds of people listening to
Grab Bag.
Great job by that guy turning around a creepy call from earlier in the week.
Some strong Grab Bag submissions.
Well, the struggling Boston Celtics lost last night, and they're back in action tonight, Jones, where they are taking on Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies, who are off to a 4-8 start themselves. 7:30 at the TD Garden. Celtics are 7.5-point favorites.
I don't want to throw a brag in your face, Keith,
but you might. Oh, you're going to this game?
I will be in attendance for the 5-win Celtics against the 4-win Grizz tonight.
Keep your eyes peeled. He's probably going to be sitting with Chicken Hat Guy or Aztec Gino. So keep your eyes peeled for Jones.
No, they have way better seats. But yeah, no.
Aztec Gino is good seats.
Gino, friend of the show. You could probably talk to him.
That's a good point.
You should be able to talk to him,
Gino, if you're out there. But no, I will, I know many people are very jealous of this. I will be there for Celtics and Grizzlies.
Wow.
Tonight. Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Grab back! The Bruins have won a ridiculous 7 straight games. They're now 11-7. Yep, they get a well-deserved night off. Then they have a brief 2-game Canadian road trip. So get the passports ready for Ottawa tomorrow night at 7, and then Saturday night, Bell Center in Canada, the site of the Montreal Screwjob many years ago.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Maybe what that building is known for.
You said the rivalry's back. You were seeming to hint that the rivalry's back.
I didn't say that
Saturday.
Is back. I said it could be back.
Okay.
They're on could be notice.
Like that, the only thing more dead lately than the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry is Bruins-Canadian.
The rivalry is back on.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, no, it's official.
That
on
one's
Monday,
pretty dead.
I'll let you know on Monday.
Okay.
How I feel. Okay, we'll lead the show with that. Is
great.
The rivalry back, yes or no? Tune in 10 o'clock Monday.
Good.
This magic moment. When your grab bag is close to mine, will last forever. Forever until the end of WEEI.
Real quick, we are getting a bunch of submissions for, see if this rings any bells, Keith.
Yeah, this does.
Was it Carlton Fisk who started the one-day retirement?
Maybe.
Was it Roger Craig with the Niners?
I think it might have been Craig.
Many people are texting. These
it
are some of the
been.
Names being texted.
It could have been.
Okay.
All right. Have you guys seen this? You heard about this? The NBA has announced a new format for the All-Star Game.
I meant to ask Terp. I saw Terp tweeting about this. I meant to ask Terp when he was
Maybe
in,
Terp
yeah.
could explain it.
Because
I've read this 5 times. I don't get it.
All right. Explain.
So it's the United States versus the world.
I get that.
They're calling it, quote, United States once again versus the world. All right. So there's going to be a 3-team format featuring 8-man rosters,
okay.
2 of which will be made up of American players and a 3rd of international selections.
Okay, so there's a USA A squad, a USA B squad.
Yeah.
And then an international team.
All right, so here are the basics, John.
Okay.
You guys all sitting down?
Yep.
5 starters and 7 reserves from each conference with a combination of fans, media, players voting for the starters and the coaches picking the reserves. That remains unchanged.
Okay.
All right, so each conference,
yeah, I get
12 All-Stars. What is different, though, is that there will no longer be any positional requirements. In the past, I'm reading from an article on ESPN, the starters have been made up of 2 backcourt players, 3 frontcourt players, with the reserves being the same, split, plus 2 wild cards. This year, though, the starters will be the 5 top vote-getters, regardless of position, and the reserves will be the top 7, also regardless of position. You could have 12 point guards.
However, their nationality matters very much. Their position doesn't matter, but where they're from.
Or does it?
Yeah.
The league answered another lingering question.
Oh, good.
What happens if those 24 players do not evenly break down into 16 Americans and 8 international players?
Because it won't.
What happened?
It definitely won't.
The solution
There's
is...
There's no way that magically happens.
If the player pool doesn't reflect that 16-8 split, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will name extra players to the roster to get to the minimum of 16 Americans or the minimum 8 international players. So, if there are 14 Americans and 10 internationals, Silver would name 2 more Americans to get to the 16-player minimum. And if it was 18 and 6, he would name 2 international players to get to the 8-player.
But so does the international team just have 10 guys?
But the international team is going to have, some years, way more than that. You could probably go even split.
Right.
There's so many good international players. It's ridiculous. And it's a headache to figure out what the rosters even would be. It makes no sense.
So 2 American teams, 1 international team that might have as many as like 10 or 11 guys on it.
But they're like, oh, we could give them a few more if they need it. It's like, no, I think you're going to have to take some off of their team.
They're going to have too many good
players.
They're going to have 12 players. They're not going to be able to play a whole team.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Congratulations in order for Brewers skipper Pat Murphy and Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt have both been named manager of the year for their respective leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Both won it the year before. Both are back-to-back winners.
Oh, they're both repeat champs?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
How good can they be if they've never won it?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Congrats.
Cora got a first place vote. Am I wrong?
Did he get a sniff?
I thought he got not only a sniff. I think he finished fourth or fifth on the ballot, but he got a first place vote, I thought.
Yeah, I don't see that here.
Okay.
And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander.
Grab bag.
My name is Alexander.
Grab bag.
Well, Jones, Travis Hunter's season is officially over. He underwent surgery. The two-way star for the Jacksonville Jaguars, done.
Very strange.
Can't have nice things. And Liam Cohen wouldn't even confirm whether, when he does come back, if he'll play both ways. It's too early to say.
But he got hurt on a bye week. Then he wasn't shut down. Now he is shut down.
It's not going great.
We got a text earlier in the show. Is Kyrus Tonga a better two-way player than Travis Hunter?
Maybe.
I mean, he might be.
Maybe. It was there at the end. It was sneaky.
Is that what? Did he say grab bag? I didn't hear it.
Grab bag.
Okay, don't play it again.
Jameis Winston is going to start for the Giants this weekend against the Green Bay Packers with Jackson Dart in the concussion protocol.
I mean, I don't
So in
mean
a few
to,
weeks.
I don't mean to celebrate Jackson Dart's concussion.
No, it sounded like
Jameis.
You were a little bit.
Hell yeah.
But more pro Jameis. What you're doing is you're more pro Jameis.
Yes. Nick picked him up in our fantasy league. He's owned.
Jameis Winston?
You can't have him. Yeah, no one else can have him.
I don't want him.
He's now owned.
You can have him.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Great text into the show. Do you think Emmanuel Clase bet on Vogt to win the manager of the year?
Is he still in the lamb?
I think he's there. They're looking for him. He's at large, I believe.
Didn't they catch? They caught the other guy here, didn't they?
Yeah, he was in Boston. He was listening to us. That's what they said. Whilst listening to Jones and Keith.
Odyssey app. I imagine he's listening on the Odyssey app. That's a great way to
93.7. He's walking around the city
good
of Boston.
Point. Yeah, no, it's true. He was right. He was in demo.
He was right there. Yeah. So that was exciting.
Grab bag.
Marvin Harrison out at least 1 week. They had to pop the appendix out of him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah,
I saw he was out. That's what it was?
Yeah, at least 1 week, the appendix.
Oh, boy.
Yep, get out of there. I am going to do the what? What's so known for the Flintstone pop? What? Jimmy D and Biz on the crop. Pizzy boys know to let the beat. Grab bag. You got your appendix in there?
Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah. You don't need it, but you have it.
That's a sick brag, bro. Just in case I need it for a rainy
Same.
Day. Yeah, it's
Nick,
in there.
You got yours?
Yeah, got mine.
Bill?
Oh, wow.
4 appendixes on the show?
Wow.
Change the show bio.
Jinx.
We 4 all appendixes in here.
Some of our appendixes.
Oh, it's going to burst on the way home.
During the show.
Just talking about it. I kind of started to have a little tummy ache here. 4 for 4 appendixes is pretty good.
Yeah, should we ask Terp?
No.
Terp's
barely a part of the show now
how about
after that bozo parlay.
Terp loses the bozo touchdown parlay. Like
take the appendix.
Yeah, just take it out.
What about you, tonsils?
Yes, it's punishment.
Yeah. Tonsils, yeah.
Tonsils in there?
Yep.
Bill, tonsils? Nick, tonsils in there?
Tonsils.
Same.
Wow.
4 for 4.
We're perfect humans.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Hey, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Mikal Bridges? 22 points, 7 boards, 5 assists. Jalen Brunson, 32 points, 5 boards, 10 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 28 points, 5 boards, 11 assists. Lauri Markkanen, 35 points. Or Nikola Jokic, 35 points, 15 boards, and 7 assists.
Yeah, we haven't gone Jokic yet, right?
He's been a nominee just about every night. He and SGA.
Let's go Jokic.
Yeah, let's go.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, it's Thursday.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We tried this last week. People loved it.
I forgot about
this. It's not a baseball
thing. Somebody already get. Yeah, it's not Thursday. What are you talking about?
Oh my God. All day long I thought it was Thursday.
Somebody texted Corey Snyder. Is it Corey Snyder?
Oh my God.
It's not Thursday. Tomorrow's
I thought
Thursday.
It was Thursday. This
honestly,
whole
if Nick didn't
time.
Say it, I would have gone with you. I was about to be like, it is Thursday.
I mean,
Thursday.
We can still
crap.
Do it. You can do back to back days.
No. No.
Now you need to find a player. Just do what you're going to do.
Play the intro again.
It's
play
Thursday.
Oh man,
it's Corey Snyder.
You guys watching Friends tonight?
Yeah. Well, it's must see TV. I thought it was
Patriots game starts in 7 hours.
I thought it was the wrong day all day, so I have a player picked out for tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, for tomorrow.
For
good.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
I'd like preferably be a baseball player without their appendix. If you could narrow that down.
All right. I got
to have appendix and tonsils.
All right. I got a one-time Gold Glove winner who spent 10 years in the majors.
That's a clue.
He started in 2010. And then he decided to opt out of the COVID season and never returned.
One time
hopefully
All-Star.
COVID didn't get him. It's also his birthday today.
Oh, wow.
He's a right-handed pitcher who, when asked, would dig in from the right side. He played for 5 major league teams in 10 seasons.
Gonna need him.
Most known for the Reds. Also played for the Mariners, Cardinals, Snakes, and Giants. He was a member of the Cincinnati playoff team in 2012, where he started a game and got hit around pretty good. 5 earned over 4 1/3. His one career playoff start.
You say he was a one-time Gold Glover or
you
one-time
want a gold?
All-Star? No All-Stars.
Oh, no.
Just a Gold Glove.
No.
The
no.
man could field.
He could pick it. Just couldn't throw it.
Yeah. He also. Okay.
So it's not Johnny Cueto. Who are those Reds pitchers? Who were they? I want to say
is
Matt.
Is Arroyo still around?
I want to say Matt Latos. It can't be Matt
it's
Latos.
Not Matt the Cat Latos.
Okay.
105 career wins, a 4.05 career ERA, and made just under
$100 million for his career.
Who the heck is this guy?
He played at the right time. 2010 to 20, well, COVID. COVID knocked him out.
Yeah, that's
sadly.
True. That's unfortunate.
But yeah, 2019, his last year in the bigs, he was able to take home a gold glove.
Hang on. I'm cheating and looking at the Twitch chat.
Text
couple
has
of good
it.
Names in there.
Text has it and Twitch has it.
Is it Mike Leake?
He got it! The
Red Sox win. Wouldn't have got that. Wow, he made $100 million.
Yeah. He had three different nicknames. Sparky, Spike, and Drip.
I like that.
I think maybe Mike, a play off his last name.
Mike Leake.
Drip.
Yeah. You got to call someone if that's
I thought
the
they
case.
Lean in
yeah.
on like an onion joke is what
no.
I thought they, maybe they do.
No, 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 oh, no, okay. no. 5'10", 165, just a little guy.
Oh, yeah. Matt Latos. Latos was a guest quite a bit on the text line.
Yeah,
was
Latos
wrong.
Was a good one. Matt with one T.
It was a guest.
I think it's Mott.
All right, so tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow we're getting a football player.
I had my wires crossed. Well, we had the player on today.
I'm telling you right now, if Nick didn't say, wait, it's Thursday, I wouldn't even blinked. I would have been like, yeah, it is Thursday tonight.
Well,
let's get
like,
a football player.
A sports book. We have so much
to
do.
We're way behind. Well, isn't Bradford is normally a Thursday guest during the season?
Yeah,
so that threw me off,
Keith,
too.
Just justify it all you want. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday
missed.
All day long.
Yeah.
It's Would You Rather Wednesday. It was What If Wednesday. How'd you
yes! yes! Grab bag.
Okay. Let's check in with WEEI Afternoons. You know who joins them every Wednesday?
Yes, I do.
Schefter. Plus, you got her. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour coming up next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.